I think, what did you make of your team's performance this afternoon? The overall spectacle was clearly better in the second half.
Wouldn't be hard, would it? Scrappy, horrible, ugly, necessary first half, just to keep a clean sheet, not be going in and, you know, not be chomping about goals going in our net. And it was the first half performance was required because they were putting it on us. It wasn't a game to be silky or fluid, and you've got to earn your right to get something, and we did, and we earned the right on 44 minutes. And when it did actually open up and Kevin Brew got involved and Waggy and Didgey, we won the free kick and we scored it. And that has changed the whole course of the game. And the second half, we started exactly the same. It wasn't, you know, we weren't fanning out and being wonderful football. But it was attacking, aggressive, positive football up on the front foot, nicking it off them. And we got two goals out. Didgey at the far post and scores with a great header. And, well, Bassant is just an amazing strike.
And a front four to trouble anyone in the division. Three of them on the score sheet were quality goals today. And the other one, Joe Garner, a nightmare to play against for 90 minutes, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it is, Brennan. And I said at half-time, and I said beforehand, that front four will cause people problems, but it's no point them causing us problems if we're chipping them at their back. And so for them to get the foothold in the game, it's required that Scousey at the time, I thought Callum Connolly was excellent, and the back four, and Bart. It really is doing all those dirty things to get them a chance. And we did it in the first half, until 44 minutes, we've got the chance. And we did it in the second half. And then when it's gone to 3-0, look, they start pushing. I thought the effort and the pressing, the closing down from the front four as well. You see Waggy gets cramp. I thought it was terrific.
And maybe happier than after the Sunderland win because of the clean sheet. You needed that, particularly after some of the goals you've let in recently. And the boys at the back were superb, weren't they?
Yeah, I think that's Webbo's best performance for me, without any doubt. And forget all this dribbling it out and silky skills and long diags and what he does. That's great. That is on the back of being a good defender for me, because I signed him as a centre-half. That today against a really good centre-forward, he stood up to everything that was thrown at him and repelled him and bashed him and sent him the other way. Really good performance, delighted with that.
You said you were pleased with Callum in midfield. Did he get the nod ahead of the likes of Tristan and Flynn just because he's a bit older, a bit stronger, a bit more long in the tooth?
Fresh legs, he's wanted to play. He trained in midfield for me in a session I had last week, a week before last actually. I just wanted to see him because I think he's got the ability to play in there. And he can play, he's got a really good passing. I think he's got a goal in him. He actually scored, didn't he? He was in the put in the net. And I said to him, I think he's got a goal in him. And it was disallowed for offside for Joe. He got the nod because Flynn had a really tough time on Tuesday night. And that's, you know, that's not great for him then to have to go again. Tristan had a really tough time at Burton. And yet he's come on and done his bit, his little bit at the end, his little cameo. And the 50-50 has in front of us.
Great. Wasn't a yellow card, was it? That should never have been a yellow card for Tristan, that one, surely.
No, he booked him. He booked the other fellow, I think. I didn't think he booked Tristan. Because I was whinging. They said, no, he's booked the other guy.
Oh, it looked like Tristan. Sorry.
Well, I did.
Brenny,
you might prove me wrong, but I was snarling at the referee and saying, why? And somebody said, no, he's booked him. I'm, sorry, like, so we'll find out. But I think he booked the other guy.
A third of the season gone, seventh, a point off the playoffs. Would you have taken that at the start, Mick? Happy enough for the progress?
Despite everything and all the nonsense, and I think everybody would have took that. So we'll continue to do it, and if I can get fighting displays like that out of the lads, we'll be in good shape. And then, you know, we've got quality as well, and we've got players to come back of really good quality.
I was going to say, you must feel there's much more to come from this group when Teddy's fully flying and Tom gets a run of games and we see Em here at first team level.
Yeah, Em's will play on Monday here at Portman Road. Teddy, I think, is earmarked for Friday at Millwall. Yeah, they've got some good players coming back. But it still requires that level of performance, defensive performance, and all those horrible traits that people don't particularly like, to keep a clean sheet so those good players can play. And that's, I don't know, when was the last clean sheet, Brenny? You were telling me, it seems a long time ago.
Yeah, it was the Bolton game, it was a little while. And the early word on Cole, it takes a lot for him to come off and potentially miss games. Let's hope that's not the case.
I know, me and my big mouth, actually, because he was in having just massaging his strappings. And I said, you know, it's great that you can keep... He goes through everything, and he's as tough as old boots is. I said, it's great we can keep wheeling you out and you're fit, despite little knocks and bumps and bruises and cuts and scrapes. And then so, oh dear, talk about me and my big mouth. So hopefully he's not as bad as it looks. He's got a brace on now, but he's got at least got a couple of weeks before, and we'll assess it tomorrow.
Just finally a word on Bissant. 6 goals now for the season, scored in his last 3. It's a tremendous return for a wide player.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable talent, and he's, you know, I know everybody's clamouring for him. We've got to be playing well, and he's helping us play well. Certainly terrific. I said, even with his goal, when we're 3-0 up, he rolls the ball square and they break on us, end up putting it in our box. He does it twice and I'm pulling my hair out. And I said, if I stop pulling my hair out and stop demanding that that doesn't happen and you know, that we keep it and do better with it, then you're going to have to nail the lid down on my coffin, because I'm not going to stop. But I take my hat off to him. He has, I said about Kevin Brew, how professional he's been. Well, Bissant has. And, yeah, he's great.